why I oppose the 2010 Olympic torch coming through here is that it is a corporate torch, and I would like to say that as without turmoil, there cannot be peace. That's why it's called the Olympic Peace Torch. That's what I look at it as. And why is it that they're going all throughout the Native Indigenous territories, all throughout Canada? It's because they're uniting this peace torch. And with the unsettled disruptions that have occurred on Native soil, with this actual land issue, our area has not been ceded or surrendered. With that note, I'm Secwepemc, and I've lived within my territory all my life. I'd like to talk about the highway and CP Rail expansions that are going on within our Indigenous communities right now, and how it is greatly impacting our traditional land use areas, and that's the hunting, the fishing, and our berry picking sites. How it's all linked together with the 2010 is actually the Gateway Pipeline Project. They need to expand the highways by 4 lanes. They need to expand the CP rail lines by 4 lanes as well. All of these expansions are going on throughout Indigenous territories. This project is running from Kamloops area to the Alberta border, which we know is a major tar sands extraction area. The CP rail is actually has dilutions on the actual CP rail line. And with that note, we're actually opposing it because they're actually going in and extracting and taking our ancestors' remains. They've taken over 10,000 artifacts, and one of our ancestors' remains are over 10,000 years old, and which by law, it is actual protected heritage site. And what we're saying is that our ancestors' remains do not belong in museums. They need to be where they are found. That would stop the actual encroachment on our territories. The actual extractions that we're talking about are mining, tailing ponds, actual exploration, and the bigger pictures of forestry, for example. These were all issues that were brought up in the movie, and that premiered here tonight, and that was actually what the 2010 Olympic Games actually presents, is an actual avenue. You know, they have these box seats that they can go in and talk about forestry, for example, and spend $1 million on a box seat to talk about forestry, when they're actually talking about our land. Also with that would be the mining industry, you know, and so forth, all these major corporations. And yes, it is a land grab. The displacement that it is causing on our people is just unjust. This was one of our media advisories. This was dated April 1st. And this is on our ancestral remains. Secwepemc ancestral remains of Secwepemc women dated back 7,500 years were found by a team of archaeologists at a site that is being threatened by the CP Rail and Trans-Canada Highway expansion. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2009, a meeting was held at Mesgalith Hall. On Sunday, March 29th, 2009, it was determined the remains were going to be placed where they were found. A ceremony at the site was done, and the sacred fire has been lit, and the protection of the site is under vigilance. This is one of the thousands of remains and artifacts that have been found by settlers and archaeologists along the highway and railway corridor and valley, where Secwepemc people have never been authority or permission of the Canadian or BC government to build the highway or railway, both in the past and the present. This desecration must stop. Protection of the sacred burial site is a priority here. This site lies within unceded, unsurrendered Secwepemc territory, where the Secwepemc people of the Shuswap Lakes refuse to enter into the current BC treaty process for a land settlement because of fraudulent extinguishment of Secwepemc lands and title. Instead, Secwepemc people choose to assert Secwepemc title and rights to the land and challenge the government's authority over the land and resources while working on many international levels to bring attention to this. We will never surrender. We will never sell our land. And with that note, I'd like to also say that the elected officials, chief and council, do not, or host, actually cannot sell the land. Native land is not for sale.